I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 4th. A new group is aiming to increase voter participation in Quincy. Organizers of Quincy Votes say they decided to start the group after the low turnout in the last city election. The group is currently holding a contest to design their logo and is working to determine how to best encourage residents to register and to vote. Quincy will celebrate Women's History Month tomorrow with a free presentation called Remember the Ladies at Quincy High School. First Ladies Abigail and Louisa Catherine Adams will be honored, along with other notables, including Dorothy Quincy, actresses Lee Remick and Ruth Gordon, Winnie the Welders, who worked at the shipyard, and some of the first women to hold elective office in Quincy. The free event runs from 2 to 4 p.m. and will be hosted by Joyce Culhawick. You can RSVP on the city's websites. The Friends of Wollaston Beach will host their annual Shamrock Splash fundraiser on Wollaston Beach in Quincy tomorrow. Volunteers are asked to gather at noontime across from Tony's Clam Shop to participate. The funds raised benefit Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, which provides funding for free events on Wollaston and other state-owned beaches all summer long. The Woodward School for Girls in Quincy presents I Hate Shakespeare tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow at 1 p.m. The performance is open to the public and is run by the Break a Leg Theater Works Company of Plymouth. A reminder from the Quincy Cemetery Board of Managers that all decorations should be removed from city cemetery lots by March 15th. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Friday, March 4th.